Boom, shaka, laka, boom goes the dynamite, as I like to say, a lot, regularly and often. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This, my friends, is the Clay Edwards Show, and I'm, of course, Clay Edwards. We are live here on 103.9 FM WYAB. We got my favorite, your favorite, the only one allowed in the studio, blue-haired, downtown, liberal, Sean Yurk-Huron. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
It is a Fafo Friday around here. What you need?
Is my mic working? I can't hear it.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry. My headphones okay. Aren't on, so my headphones weren't working, so it's like I couldn't.
Oh, you couldn't hear the thing?
Yeah. So, well, good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'll be better when I can make my headphones work. But these are my personal headphones, and no, they're not working either. I think we may have a short over here in this cable, but I don't want to get electrocuted, so I won't mess with it.
Okay.
Well, Sean Jackson last night.
Yeah.
A hat trick homicide. Well, it was a hat trick when I went to bed. I woke up and they actually added one. Four homicides.
Overtime.
Four homicides. Seven shootings in Jackson yesterday.
Man, it's it keeps you speechless.
It's six homicides since Sunday night.
That's incredible. I mean, that's really incredible. Like I was telling you this morning, I mean, I don't even know what you do at this point. I think we're I'm going to say it. You know, the National Guard. I mean, I think something like that needs to happen because this just. I mean, I don't know, Clay. How do you let this continue? This kind of violence. And there was somebody, in this WLBT post, and I made a comment, and I always think of it. It reminds me of the Detroit and RoboCop, the original one, the 1987 one. You know, when it's just criminals are just running rampant over the city, and that's when they decide to make this, this robot cop.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, can we get one of those? Do you think?
Well, is it going to be non-binary?
That's the problem.
Is it black? Is it white? I mean, there's going to be some things that matter here.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have certain flags on him too. I mean, to represent everybody.
To police in a majority black city, Chaka is going to insist that it's black.
He's a black robot. Then is he homosexual too? Or like,
the more oppressions, the more you can weigh. In the oppression scales, the better.
Yeah, is he transgender, black, robot cop?
100%. Non-binary, transgender. Anyway. So, in
I got his mental picture of this now. It's ruining RoboCop for me.
If I need a tail.
Yeah, he needs a tail. You couldn't make RoboCop today, I don't think. It'd be
now, for all the reasons we just said.
Yeah, it'd be just a problem. I think somebody sent us the trailer for the new Beverly Hills Cop, the one's going to be on Netflix. And my first thought was, there is no way Axel Foley would roll in 2024 in Los Angeles because, the police don't arrest anybody in Los Angeles. So, he's always blowing up stuff and, hurting criminals and all that stuff. Axel Foley would be in jail, Clay. I mean, he'd probably be sued in jail. There's no way there'd be Beverly Hills Cop 4.
No, Chaka would absolutely have Axel Foley arrested.
Yeah, putting the banana in the tailpipe, that would be some kind of civil rights violation.
What's the true meaning of the banana in the tailpipe?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes like, sexual assault or something.
Homophobic? Are you trying to say something?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It would never fly today. Those, like, no 1980s movie it would work. Like Iron Eagle, like a kid steals, white kid steals federal property. Like, it would just be no way we could do it.
And couldn't you just see like your Ashton Pittman to the world writing a story about it?
Oh yeah. Oh, he'd be an extreme, what was his name, Doug Masters, he'd be an extremist.
Yeah.
Like, he stole this plane attacking a nation of Arabs.
It's a typical movie of white supremacy.
Yeah, that's it. They'd come into some way of making like Louis Gossett Jr. being like, it's racism against him.
It's your white privilege thinking you can steal an F-16 fighter jet and go blow up Brown's people.
That's it. I mean, and then his music selection would be scrutinized too. Like, what's his? He had a Walkman on his leg, as we all remember, people our age, and now it'd be like some Spotify playlist. They're like, oh wait, what's on his playlist? That doesn't sound like that's
It's not enough rainbow in that playlist.
Yeah, that's right. He'd have to listen to, like, Taylor Swift all the time. Can you imagine the remake of Iron Eagle with, like, Doug Masters and Taylor Swift bumping out of his Walkman?
Dagwood on the Guns and Gear text line says, if Jackson had a RoboCop, it would turn into a Hobo Cop.
It's like panhandling on State Street.
Oh, man, it wouldn't last long. They find something to steal out of it. You let the meth zombies find out there's some copper in it, and it's a wrap. It's gonna be
like the street lights.
RoboCop like, getting can manned.
And also, like, he wouldn't, like, you know, when he says stop, you know, and then he eventually shoots somebody in the movie, like, he wouldn't do that. Like, he'd counsel him now. Like, you know, it's like, okay, he'd have to pull out, like, a chair and sit down and talk to him.
Show me on the doll where Clay hurt you.
Yeah. He's got a doll. So the
look, back to serious conversation, serious conversation. The question of the day is, does Jackson need the National Guard? And if they do, is it racist? Does Jackson need the National Guard? And if they do, is it racist? Because nothing else is working.
Yeah.
Nothing is working. I mean, I know they got these other – Capitol Police works in the parameters it's set up to work in.
Mm-hmm.
JPD, I don't know what's going on. The areas they're responsible for, it seems to be getting worse. You know, to me, it just all goes back to police presence. You can't prevent, you know, you can't prevent crime you don't know is about to happen.
Yeah.
But I think we've narrowed it down to, in these worst areas, South Jackson, West Jackson, these gas stations, crime, it's about to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, Chief Wade's been doing a good job, but I mean, he's understaffed too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another problem. Do you know, is Capitol Police getting, I know they got secondary jurisdiction without through the whole city. Are they going to get primary July 1st, or that is, I'm just probably misheard that.
I mean, not for the whole city.
But I mean, I think that
for the expanded area they're getting.
They get secondary jurisdiction, is that right? For the whole city?
Yes, secondary for the whole city.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, isn't it time to give them primary jurisdiction, just to help JPD give them primary jurisdiction also?
I mean, you would think. I mean, I don't know what the peeing battle is about, but they need to all work together as much as possible. But you know, it's like I saw in that WJTV article the other day. They found the one Jacksonian that probably a member of the Poor People's Campaign.
Yeah.
To sit here and say, well, you know, my biggest concern is making sure that somebody's watching them equally.
Right.
Something to that extent.
Yeah, I read that.
You know, not man, this is great. We're going to get some extra police over here. The biggest concern was, but who's watching them and making sure that, because we want Capitol Police doing the same half-assed job that JPD is doing is the way I read it.
Yeah, I read the same way. I mean, they just, or like he was just too focused on, I mean, you're right. I think they just pick somebody out. Like, is this guy going to say what we want? You know, it's kind of like in a political debate when you got your own people there and they ask a question like, you know, President Biden, how's your family? You know, like they get the softball question.
Oh, like the ESPN President Biden interview that we've come out with fully scripted?
Right. I mean, something like that. I think this guy was that dude because, I mean, I'm sorry. There's no way your average citizen is sitting around saying, man, this is good. I'm really enjoying all this.
I mean, if y'all are out there, is there any Jackson citizens out there who are happy with the way things are going in Jackson? And I'm not even being facetious here. I want you to call in. And let me know, you know what, man, I am right. And let me rephrase that. That does not live in Belvin at Belhaven or Fondren.
Right.
You know, or Eastover. Any of the quote-unquote, if you live in South or West, and frankly, North Jackson at this point, I want to hear from you. Are you happy with the way things are going? The Mazda of Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944, 769-241-1944. If you're going to be spending any quality time in Jackson this weekend, I'd recommend getting by Guns and Gear out there on the corner Highway 51 North and Yandale Road today. See Hunter and the team and get strapped down for your visit to Jacktown, as Kim Wade would say. Look, it's the home of No Limit Ammo. They can take care of all your gunsmithing and Cerakoting needs as well. And, of course, they got all the guns you're going to want. Hunter spends a lot of time searching estate sales and all that stuff for some of the coolest high-end rare guns you can find. And, of course, they have new guns as well. I got my sawed-off shotgun. It ain't sawed off, but it looks cool. It's a tactical 12-gauge. I got it from there a few months ago. Bought me a 9 there a few months ago. I mean, I'm losing all of them in the reservoir later today, so don't come by my house looking for them, but... But they got some cool stuff out there, man. It's hard to go in there and not come out with something cool. It's like going to a guitar store. I still can't play more than 3 chords, but I go into a guitar store, I want the coolest guitar there.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've got several guitars and I can't play at all.
Yes, I have a guitar fetish, I believe.
they're also decorative. So yep.
Speaking of decorative, I got a Fafo skateboard being made right now.
Oh, really?
Hand painted.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know Charles Walter Jett?
Uh-uh.
He's got a little spot over at the Flowood Flea Market. And he's like a wall, and he does signs and stuff like that. He's doing me one. It's really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm gonna put some pictures of it online when I get it. Y'all need to go support that guy. He's a good one. He's a good dude and local guy, artist.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. We kind of breeze through that. I'm curious, man. Where y'all at? What about the National Guard? Is that what it's gonna take to fix it?
I saw. I was telling you.
Stop the bleeding. Anyway.
On the way over here, I watched WAPT had an interview with. I think his name was. Richard Frolicker, who had been shot in South Jackson about a week ago. He was doing a home inspection and was shot by that guy that was putting people in the trunk. And
the South Jackson terrorizer?
Yeah, and just talking about his recovery and how difficult it's been last week, and he's self-employed, so he can't work. So that's kind of, obviously, we're self-employed. We understand how that is. That's going to be tough. And it was just really sad listening to him. It was about 5 in the morning. I was like, man, this is just, horrible how much this is just going on so rampantly everywhere. And it's like, why did they shoot the guy? That's always when I was the DA's office, I used to always ask that question. Like, you could have taken the dude's money. That's cool. I mean, not cool, but you could do that.
Because they're animals.
I mean, that's just, but why, why are you going to shoot him?
Animals. Let's take a call. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning. This is Buddy. Number one, I got something to say. All you folks that's texting, why don't you call in? Crime and Italy's people got to get tired of hearing me, and I'd like to hear some tone and inflection in your comments. But look, nothing is going to help the city of Jackson. I mean, it's too far gone. Putting the National Guard in is going to, we're going to hear guard brutality, all this kind of garbage. You're going to put the good guys in harm's way, and somebody will get killed. And then they'll be marching and all this kind of garbage.
These are all things I'm hoping for.
What
is the worst case scenario? Let's get to that point.
I think we're in it.
I'm going to go to 60% of Jackson people are good. 40% are controlling. And you got idiots like Kenneth Stokes, cut everybody a break. And, if you don't, it's because you're a white supremacist or something like that. But, Jackson, if they bring in the National Guard, will go into riots. And it's all going to be the governor's fault, every Republican's fault, me because I'm pasty white boy, you too because you're loud and on the radio. And it just, unless the citizens, the decent citizens, do something, it's not going to happen. I mean, in the old days when I was coming up, there'd have been some country ass whippings going on.
Come on down, young son.
And, I was raised part of my life in the country before we came to Jackson. And some of the guys that were doing things, and it wouldn't have been any guys in hoods show up and robes, but there'd have been some gentlemen in the community come show up and say, okay, you're not taking care of your household. We're going to take care of it for you, and we're going to take care of you, too, and you're going to straighten up. But
well, that's what they meant by it takes a village.
Sometimes, yes.
Not to interrupt you, but I want to add to what you just said there, and it's something I've been preaching to the high heavens, especially on my internet videos and stuff. It is time for the, air quotes in the studio, good citizens of Jackson to start holding the scumbags accountable, especially the ones in their neighborhoods on their streets. Stop with this no snitching nonsense. Start snitching. They're probably going to kill you anyway. You might as well be a martyr and snitch. I mean, if you're so scared of snitching that you think you're going to die, you're probably going to die anyway. Go out being a hero.
Yeah, and look, the decent people could take a few axe handles and broom handles and go beat hell out of all these little guys on the corner. Some would get killed, but there'd be some knuckle bumps out there, and some people would straighten up. It's the decent people are sitting home, and I hate to say it right now, we have a lot of people have a mentality of, where my check? Somebody else going to take care of it. I have no responsibility. And it's sad to say those people have completely dominated the good people. And look, Jackson police, they're hamstrung. You got a mayor that if they handcuff the guy too hard, he'll have them prosecuted. And it's time for the citizens of Jackson to get the torches and pitchforks and go down to the mayor's office and, you know, demand some accountability. If I tell you what, if the good people in Jackson will rise up and scare the hell out of those suckers, it'll stop.
We need a little January 6th action in Jackson. Buddy,
no, we need to play cowboy and thug.
All right, buddy, I got to take my break, brother. Have a blessed weekend.
All right, enjoy. Give them hell, brother.
All day. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show with Sean York Caron on WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends down at Martin's downtown Jackson. Tonight, man, some live entertainment from Big Trip with special guest Angelo on the deck live at Martin's downtown this Friday. That's tonight. Quick history about Big Trip. He started his music career in Colorado, opening for major artists, including Boogie with the Hoodie, Maxo Cream, G Herbo, Mandiato, okay, I can't read these. I thought I maybe would know who some of these people are. I'm old. Y'all are too, so you probably don't know who they are either. But if you know who Big Trip is, looks like a white hip-hop artist. He's going to be at Martin's downtown tonight with special guest Angelo. Hey, it's also ribeye steak night at Martin's. I think all that runs to like, it's like no cover to like 9 o'clock or something like that. And get down there, take the family, take your friends, have a guy's night, a girl's night, whatever. Martin's downtown. Enjoy that new patio. I'm telling you, man, this is patio weather. At least it is by the time it's gotten hot during the day and cooler at night. Anyhow, also, if tomorrow night they got another big live entertainment concert, one of my favorite bands, Southern Comfort Brass Band, will be at Martin's downtown Saturday night. And Sean, the Final Four, does that start this weekend?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy to ask about basketball. Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch it.
Yeah, all I know is the LSU girls stormed off the court so they didn't have to be a part of the national anthem, but we're going to get to that too later. I ruffled some feathers with that yesterday. Anyway, so if there is sports ball on, it's going to be on at Martin's downtown. Don't forget, the best plate lunch in all of Hinds County is available starting at 11 a.m. this morning to, well, really, I think it's all day. Usually 11 to 2 is when the plate lunches run, mm-hmm. But the full menu is available all day there at Martin's, so go check it out. Martin's downtown, jxn.com. Everything is available for delivery as well. But, man, I'm telling you, try that ribeye steak tonight. All right, Sean. Let's stay on Jackson for a minute. It's Friday.
Yeah, we got a bunch of Jackson stuff.
Something
today.
We could talk about with Chuck. Something other than murder, mayhem, and chaos.
There's a lot of murder. Okay, we covered that. Everybody's getting killed.
Well, just like I say, I've said it multiple times this week. I'm never going to not talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to not normalize it. Now, I may do it in a mocking and memeing fashion because they get mad at me, Sean. Like, Clay, you made these videos making a dang joke of all this stuff. I'm like, well, y'all have no value for human life. Yep. I'm not the one doing the killing. Like, you want me to take you serious when you're killing people at an industrial rate?
No, I mean, that's why I was joking with you about doing the murder sweepstakes. You know, I mean, because I know it sounds kind of cold, but, I mean, it's gotten to the point where nobody seems to care at all. So,
yeah, like I said, on Fridays we used to do like an over-under. Over under 3 for the weekend, you know?
Yeah. Whoever picks it gets a prize.
I mean, I told you, there was one December. It was 21 to 22, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I told Jackson that if they hate me so much, that if they would go the whole month of December without killing anybody, I would pack it in, go home, call it a day. I would have deleted all my social media and everything. Sean, they didn't make it 24 hours.
I mean, we could say that today.
I don't think they made it to lunchtime that day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, we could say that today, and like it would. I'm sure there'll be a murder today. We want to take bets on that? No, we didn't take bets. I'm just.
Well, I mean, like I say, so 2021 was the year of 160.
Yeah.
So I want to let's click on it for just 1 second here. I want to do something here. Because we're at 34 today.
Okay.
After these four yesterday.
Yeah.
We're at 34. So I want to look and see where that puts us tracking for based on 2021's record-breaking numbers. In 2021, on April 5th, we had 39 homicides. We were only six off for to track the 160.
Okay.
And as we learned yesterday, that could happen in a day or two around here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could happen, like, right, you know, today.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good. I mean, at the pace they're on, I mean, sunny weather is like a full moon around here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it has a negative effect. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's isn't there only about to have an eclipse or something, a total eclipse of the heart?
Monday.
Stay home, guys. Get your gas in Rankin County and get in and stay home.
I think, you know, I think we're going to beat the record. And the reason I say that, I'm not just even joking. There just seems to be a thought process in the city amongst the criminal element that this is completely acceptable. And I thought that video that you posted a few months ago about the one that looked like Grand Theft Auto over there on Beasley and Atkins. I think that just is the perfect example of what I'm kind of talking about, where if you're going to do something like that, you believe that law and order there is none. Like, you're willing to just do whatever. And
it encapsulates what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why the police can only do so much.
Exactly.
I got a friend of mine that's a JPD text innocent man. If the Chalkway would just take the handcuffs off of us. I mean, yeah. Y'all, to an extent, sure. And again, I want to make sure I clarify here. When I talk about JPD, I'm not talking about the cops. I'm talking about the mayor handcuffing the cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is
and then running them off. I want to make sure I'm clear there. I'm never talking about the cops.
Or the chief. The chief's doing a good job.
Well, especially the chief. You know. I mean, doing what he can. Let's take a call. Hey, good morning. Hello.
It's Chokeway.
Okay, guys, I love y'all, and I never take a listener or a caller for granted. But when you call in, I windows up, and preferably not on Bluetooth. It just doesn't work out. You know, we got sound quality issues when we do that. Again, I don't want to take y'all for granted. I don't want to be rude. It's just a request from me. No Bluetooth, and your windows up, please.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so anyway, that was what I was saying. It's like that one video just kind of was just the epitome of what is, you know, the example of Jackson. It's just that one video.
Okay, so that video came out, but it had happened 3 months prior.
In October of last year.
But the week before we saw that video, there was another very similar situation right on North State Street where two cars in 5 o'clock traffic on a Friday were chasing each other, shooting at them. And, of course, neither one of those clowns got killed. It was an innocent victim that got killed.
I remember that.
Yeah, and that's when I first kind of said they've turned this into Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And it's just continuing. And you know what happens in the streets. You know how dumb kids think. They're not sitting there listening to the Clay Edwards show or the Kim Wade show thinking, man, we got to get right with God. They're thinking, how do I one up them?
Yeah.
I want to be a hood legend. Well, ghetto superstar.
100%. I mean, they all know. They're like, okay, well, we don't feel like anything's going to happen to us. We're not going to get caught. Everything's, you know, they're not worried. I mean, if they were worried, they wouldn't be doing this stuff, but they're not worried. And that's not, I don't think that's not the police's fault. I mean, it's just they're over. The police are outgunned. Let's put it that way, based on the amount of criminals versus them. They're just outgunned.
100 to 1.
And the criminals don't care. They're just like, you know, I mean, it's not like they have like a union where they get together at a town hall and be like, all right, so we're going to do this many drive-bys this week or whatever. But it's just a feeling in the community.
Yeah, there's no truce between people, man. You know, it used to back in the real gang days, you could have truces. You could have elders that would come in, OGs and stuff, and they could sit down and have a conversation to an extent. Now it's just kill on sight.
Right. Right. There was at least some order to it.
And I don't even know what we're killing for. Let's say a call.
Yep.
Hey, you're on there. Well, or not. Or not. No luck with the phones this morning.
Yeah.
Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Let's stay on course here. We're actually on time today. Let's take our break. We'll be right back with Sean Yerkron and Clay Edwards. Show this segment brought to you by our friends over at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Guys, home, car, or business window tinting, they got you covered with all the ceramic coating options. available. Ceramic coating, what they offer that too. Ceramic window tint. Look, Sean and I were just talking about how hot it can get in these offices and stuff around here. Get you some ceramic window tint. It'll help bring the utility bills down. If you got a penny pinching landlord, get them to tint the windows with some ceramic coating and ceramic tint. I'm so used to saying coating, and maybe help them save a few pennies so you can cut the air down just a little bit more. Lakeland Glass and Tint can do all of that for you. And of course, if they can do it on your building, they can dang sure do it on your car, RV, any of that. See them today. Don't forget, they do offer ceramic coating now for the ultimate protection for your paint, clear coat, and more, as well as they do the paint protection film, help you with these rot picks and all that kind of stuff, you know, here in the SIP. I wish we had bulletproof windshields. I don't even, not even for bullets, I just mean rocks. I mean bullets, too.
I mean, that's actually, maybe that's a new business idea. You think Jason and them can get into that and figure it with Jackson?
I mean, I'm sure that exists. You know, yeah. Actually, I know it does. I don't know if you can get it for every vehicle.
Or how
it's probably like a limited number, you know, Suburbans, Tahoes, you know, stuff that the police drive or the president, you know, have these high-end security companies.
Right.
Mercedes. Anyhow, obviously the Beast, that Cadillac thing that drive the president around in. But currently not offering bulletproof windshields, but you know, if y'all bug Jason enough about it, maybe he can get you one. Then, you know, it's like wearing a bulletproof vest. Then you would just get shot in the side glass.
Yeah.
You know, so LakelandGlassAndTent.com, where quality matters. Let's take a call. Y'all are killing me, man. Guys, when y'all call, I got a button over here I push. It puts you on hold. You got to let me finish talking and get to the phone. I mean, you may not hear nothing or anything, but you're there. Just stay tight, turn your radio down, and I'm coming to you. We just got to be sitting on go, ready. You ain't got to listen to the radio. You ain't got to listen to me. Just, okay, it's going to be quiet for a second. Quiet on the set. And then, boom, I'm going to come to you. I remember Jameson having a meltdown about this one day.
Did he?
And I get it. It can be aggravating with these phones sometimes. But Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. I was watching Salty Cracker last night, or Wednesday night, and he had a streaming issue, and he had an absolute meltdown. Let's take a call.
Okay.
All right, you're on there.
Hey, did I go through this time? I ain't been calling. This is my first time to call.
No, yeah, you came straight through. No, this is the first time I've seen your number pop up on the caller ID. You're a trained professional. You know how to do this.
Hey, y'all were talking about all this stuff. You know, they talked about this way back with the movies and the music. Well, that's their culture. Well, now they're living it out. I don't know if y'all ever watched some of those gangster movies of the day in the 90s, early 2000s, like Billy, and I can't remember if my mind went blank. You know, that's just everyday life, robbing for each other, selling drugs.
Well,
they're trying to live it live. You know, they want to be the next big rap star and stuff. Yeah.
Ric Flair talked about his character, Ric Flair, and he said the biggest problem he had was living the gimmick. He was living the gimmick. And that's what these people are doing in Jackson right now. They're living the gimmick. The gimmick is the culture in these rap videos and all that, and then they're living it. And there's no gray area anymore. It's just, this is what we do. We're telling you about it. We're snitching on ourselves.
You know, I'll tell you one interesting thing now that y'all bring that up. So a lot of times when I prosecute somebody, they'd be part of a rap group, and they'd have a song. And actually, one time, one of the songs was, like, really, really good. And I was like, you know, if these guys just put their talent into the actual music and didn't go out and rob people, they'd be way better off. But, I mean, there's some that actually really are talented, but they go out and commit crimes, so...
Yeah, well, it's like right now, everybody out here trying to be NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, right.
These people cannot drive. But you talking about that, you remember, it's been a few years back, it was one of the guards from Rankin County Prison that was a younger dude, and he had posted videos where he was doing the rapping and all. Well, they went to rob that guy in Eastover. They took him to the ATM. He got money out. When they go back to his house, and they was going to go in and do something to his wife, well, he had loaded up to go to a shooting, you know, for shooting. And y'all done took it a little too far. Let's see who that would shoot each other.
Yeah, so. He shot the piss out of those guys. And that's what I remember from that story. He was like champion or something. The guy was like
And, you know, they go and try to live this like country music songs. You know, back in the day, George and all them wrote songs about life experience. You know, they didn't have somebody write a song. They go sing it. They lived that, you know, and then wrote about it. So, all right, y'all have a great and blessed and safe weekend.
You too. Chris, you
keep
too, brother.
Great work, gentlemen.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks.
He's got a good. He brought up a really good point about the rap videos and living the life, because I saw that a lot all the time. And like I'm not kidding. Like there was one time where I was like, these guys are really great. Like I was like, I think I kept the video, like listened to the song for a while. Some guys I was prosecuting, you know, because it was pretty good. But I mean, and then he brought the country music example. Yeah, through music, a lot of times you live things, right? So I mean, it's all sectors of music, not just rap music.
And that's the music people like more is real music. Let's take a call. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Clay. Let's change subjects just a minute. You know, you were talking about live music and stuff. Well, you know, Jason Aldean and Kid Rock had teamed together to do Rock the Country. And this weekend, I believe, is one of their first one of their first dates on their tour.
Yeah, down in Alexandria,
Louisiana,
I think.
And we're headed down there, and I believe it's going to be a fabulous party with Kid Rock, Jason Aldean, Gretchen Wilson, Hank Williams Jr., Big and Rich. And so, anyway, I don't know if there's many people from Jackson headed down. I don't think it was really advertised here that much, but I think it's going to be cool.
It is. It's going to be a great time. I hope you all have a blast.
I've got my Try That in a Small Town t-shirt and my red, white, and blue to wear for Kid Rock. And anyway, when we get back, we'll give you an update on how it all went.
All right.
Hopefully there'll be no shootings, because you know Baton Rouge is just about as bad as Jackson. But
it is a smaller
venue in Gonzales.
Well, I think y'all will be fine. One thing I've learned about these type of folks that like to do all that murder, mayhem, and chaos is they like to stay in their little circle. They'd rather kill their neighbor than go kill somebody across town.
True that. But anyway, I haven't really heard anybody really talk about it, so I thought it, you know, they deserved a little bit of a shout out about putting it on in Gonzales, because that's a small venue.
Yeah,
but it's going to be fun.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the tour. They're going to small towns that other people don't go to.
Yep. So anyway, we'll take care. We enjoy listening to you.
Appreciate you. Have a blast. Let's take another call here.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on there. Hello.
Hey, Clay, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, gotcha.
All right, this is Corinthian. Good morning, Clay and Sean.
Hey.
How fitting that you have police sirens.
I was going back on what you were saying earlier about that the crime in Jackson. And me, it's always been on, you can't out-police crime, not in Jackson, not anywhere in the south of Jackson, or even 10 times the size of Jackson. And to the point now, you can't out justice system it. You know, you can put as many judges on there, hard bar, tough on crime judges you want. But I'm more leaning towards that it's the culture. The culture has to change in Jackson. Just like there's a culture in the suburbs and Madison and Flowood and in other places that there's desirable to live at, Jackson has a cultural problem where the minority of the, I guess, the impoverished community is dictating the quality of life for everyone else. Even the ones who live in paycheck to paycheck, barely making it, but somehow they figure out it's not okay to go rob people just because you're poor. And when you got people like Chuck Way and mindless people like Kenneth Stokes out there blaming poverty on crime, when I grew up in the projects on the welfare system, yet I always knew common sense that it's not okay to go rob somebody. It's not okay to go take what you didn't work for. So it's a more cultural thing that Jackson suffers from. And unless we get that addressed, unless we can somehow force the culture that we need in Jackson for Jackson to survive as a capital city, Jackson will never change. And I believe if the state has a part in that. And Tate Reeves, they can't keep pussyfooting around it. They got to do something because this is the capital city. And at the same time, the state has that executive and legislative prowess where they can do something about it, but they just don't want to do it because it's not enough money in it. So the blaming field goes on both ends, it looks like. And we need people who grassroots effort need to get up and
and hold our politicians accountable, our neighbors accountable, because we got to get mobilized, regardless of you're Republican or Democrat. If we can come together and say, hey, we got to get safer streets. No more grandmas laying on their couch watching whatever it is, Family Feud, whatever, need to be shot in the head because she's minding her own business and little Day-Day can't get it right. Because 9 out of 10 is always little Day-Day. Mm-hmm. So that's not racism. It's the fact.
It's realism.
Jackson have a cultural problem when 9 out of 10 is someone black killing somebody black. And then when we do get the black cheerleaders that come in, like Al Sharpton and Mr. Crump, they only come in because it's a white person against a black person, or a white person did this to defend themselves against a black person. But never you hear them coming about, like you said, 34-plus murders with black people killing black people.
Never. And that's my problem. I want equal and outrage.
It's sad. It's really sad. And you can't get beyond the talking points, because if someone white said, God forbid it, because they're racist. If someone black said, oh, you're Uncle Tom, or you this, you wish you want to be. It's like that. This culture have ran its time in Jackson, and I'd be damned to be somebody who choose and decide to live in Jackson to let other folks who only live there because Jackson is becoming a welfare state or city where we continue to allow a foster environment for impoverished people, where we continue to allow HUD to dictate development in our area, where we continue to allow Section A become or build its blueprint in our city. When you build these places, yes, it helps folks, but most people that it attracts are baby mamas with five different baby daddies with three children. You know, you got people who not doing right. And you have people also always having their hands out for nothing to work for. So that environment has to cease for Jackson to be able to grow, because when you have ownership, you have morals, you stand for something. And it doesn't take you to be a Democrat or Republican or who you vote for. It's more about people who wake up and say, hey, we got to fight and work together to protect what we work hard for.
Amen. Corinthian, I'm up against my break, brother. Have a blessed weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to say one thing before we take the break. To his point, it's like these people that have these peace, these stop the violence rallies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same people causing the violence. And it's like the fireman setting fire so he can put them out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing anything. Stop the other part. Quit playing this game. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yurt-Caron. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we got about a minute left here in this hour. I know I hate doing that to y'all at the end of the hours, cramming you with commercials, coming back for a minute, cramming you with more commercials and news and stuff like that. But, hey, that's how we pay the bills around here. And sometimes we just get on a burner and we can't quit talking. We get a good caller like the last – heck, all three calls today have been spectacular. Buddy, Chris, Corinthian. Corinthian, we just had somebody text in and said that we should make you the call of the day. I know you play well with this audience. I appreciate you calling in. It takes Kevin common sense. It takes – I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Like white suburbanites, they need to hear black folks with common sense call in every now and then. And because it reminds everybody ain't the same. Everybody ain't a big monolith. That's why Kim Wade does well in the afternoons. They like hearing from Kim Wade. They like hearing from black folks with common sense. And that's what we need more of, because it helps bust up these stereotypes a little bit. All right, we'll be right back after this break on WYAB. Boom goes the dynamite. Welcome back in. It's hour two of the Clay Edwards Show here on a FAFO Friday. Hey, get to my website, buyfafo.com. Get your shirts. They're all in stock. We are fully restocked on all sizes, from small all the way up to 5X. And I've even ended up with some 2X talls by mistake that I need to shake off. So would love to sell those. If you like a longer shirt, I've got 5 or 6 2X talls in the at buyfafo.com in that FAFO G.I. Joe style logo. People ask, well, Clay, what does FIFO mean? Well, in life, if you fi, you will fo. It's fool around, it's find out.
You know, my neighbor asked me that the other day when I put the flag in front of my house. Yeah. Like, what does that mean? And I told her, and she was like, that's pretty cool. I was like, all right, look, my neighbor's cool with it, so I guess it's all right.
Heck yeah. Well, look, man, this segment brought to you by our friends over at Reliable Rental Equipment right there in Jackson. I'm telling you, my buddy Reddy, Teddy McCraney, he's a Jackson legend in his own mind. He is over there up in the sales department now. Your contractor, let him come out and see you. Let him get some competitive pricing going. Let him get you some equipment rented. Hey, right now, I talked to the big boss man over there the other day, Steven. He said it is, if you rent any earth-moving equipment, you're going to get a free rollback dumpster. So check that out. And, of course, they got everything from lifts to lights to Taylor Outdoor Lighting Solution, generators, skid steers, all that stuff. Dump bulldozers, backhoes, airdrop trailers, all of it. Right there, Meadowbrook Road and North State. That is Reliable Rental Equipment. The website, reliablerentalequipment.com. All right, Sean. You've got a nice story over here, and we're gonna do a segment here about Jackson, and after this, we're gonna shift gears to some other national stuff. But let's talk about Jackson Water. We've caught Chalkway in a lie.
Yeah, there's a podcast that Chalkway is doing, or I don't know if it's a radio show or a podcast. It's called Ask Antar, and you can submit questions and ask him. So I encourage everybody listening to do that. I don't know that he'll actually answer the questions that you submit. They're probably vetted, but you know, you can do that. And what he's right now, he's upset with the fact that they don't have control of the water system and that money is my assumption.
So much so that his sister's poor people's campaign is suing.
Sued, yeah, to intervene into the federal court.
Right? The irony. A rich upper middle class, or she's not even middle class anymore, she's just a rich black woman running a campaign called Poor People's Campaign.
Yeah, and if you go to Jackson Jambalaya, Kingfish has got a really good breakdown explanation of what they're doing there, if you want to read that. I won't go through that now, but it's, yeah, there's a lawsuit filed to intervene into that and to give some access or control to certain, I guess, her group or something like that. I haven't read all of it yet, but everybody can check that out. And, well, anyway, so so Chokwe says that the Jackson Water, the new, you know, the organization that's now collecting the water bills, its collections are not as high as what his were. And he says theirs is about 52% right now, and his was the lowest. He uses the words, it was not ideal, but it was 72% at the lowest. Well, Anthony Warren wrote this article on WLBT and fact-checked that. So all that was a lie, by the way. And what the real numbers were, when he took office in 2017, his water sewer collections were $61 million, which were 84%. So they were high. By all the way to 2021, they were down to $33 million, which is 56%. So that's a drop off by half, pretty much.
And he's saying this is the lowest it's ever been.
Yeah, and he's saying which is not true. I mean,
no, it's just a blatant lie.
It's a blatant lie. And I mean, he's saying it's 52%. I think it's actually around 64% is what Jackson Water's recovering. So his numbers wrong there too.
We went through a whole thing where they couldn't even collect the money.
Yeah,
and now he's saying that it's the lowest it's ever been.
That's what he's saying.
BS.
Which doesn't seem to be accurate according to all these figures. I think Jackson Water is at like 64%, and his Chokwe's lowest was at 56%.
So I'm ready for him to start cutting people's water off. I'm ready to bring it. People are going to have to figure out how to start paying the bills again.
Yeah, and that's why all of our other bills our water bills are raised. You know, there's that $40 water availability fee, which to me is completely ridiculous. we're paying because the water is available, you know, that the city service is available.
All right, let's take a call here. Hey, on the Mazda Jackson phone line this morning, you're on there.
Hey, it's Tom. I would love for somebody to call in and give us one example of a Democratic city that is successful.
Well, they try to say Vicksburg, and I always argue that it is not.
What?
It's not. I mean, I know people that live there, and they think it's just as bad as Jackson.
And it's the very definition of insanity. You know, I mean, doing the same thing over and over and expecting change, and voting for Chalkway over and over expecting change. What has changed? What has changed is it's gotten worse.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. It's gotten way worse.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to holler at you guys. Hell, I'm over here fueling up right here beside the station, man.
Stay safe. Shout out. Oh, you're not in Jackson. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Grab one of the sausage. Grab one of the sausage and biscuits in there. They are worth the money.
Man, if I hadn't already ate breakfast, I would. But man, y'all have a great day, bud.
Hey, thanks. You too, brother. Thank you. Yeah, it's just gotten in every measurable category, mm-hmm. It's gotten worse. The Jay Allen guy on Twitter tagged us in a post, and we're going to talk about the improvements JPS has made. No.
I didn't even read it. I guess I'll do it later.
It's fake. Whatever numbers they've massaged, it ain't real.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to talk about it. They quit testing the dumb kids. I don't know. Or they did the test for them. I don't trust anything coming out of there.
And Clay, you know, that's also what I like that guy. I think he does some good work on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But the can we stop the whole like, hey, well, guess what? You know, Jackson, they actually polished this one parking meter. You know what? I don't care. Like that's like there's people dying in the streets that I care about. You know, there's a water issue that I care about. The traffic signals and are going on are not working that I care about. I mean, so you know, I think you know the one thing they did good. Is not, I think it's, I'm not giving them credit, I guess, for that, for like one nice thing they've done. Like there is major issues that they're not addressing. And, you know, once they address those, and I'll worry about whether they polish the parking meters or not.
Well, man, it's like when they did that crime press conference with Tate and then the Operation Unified press conference. Jody Owens and Chakwe looked like they were being held hostage in the background. They did not want to be there. They do not care. Or at least they look like – I don't want to just completely accuse them of not caring. I think maybe deep down Jody may care.
I think Jody does care. I mean, as much as I know the people that work over there, they're really – man, they're really trying cases, pushing stuff through over there. But Chokwe, no, he doesn't care, you know.
No. So we were talking earlier about the perfect mayoral candidate. Mm-hmm. Or just not the perfect, just the antithesis of – antithesis means opposite, right?
Yeah.
Like the opposite of. Mm-hmm. Antithesis of Chakwe. And I'm going to remove the fact that my friend Kim Wade may be running, and I'm just going to, just for the sake of conversation here, the perfect mayoral candidate, in my opinion, is, and the way you win this election, is you go knock on doors in the good areas of Jackson, where there's a lot of voter apathy, you know, because everybody feels like they can just never beat the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
You go over there and you activate these people and you say, hey, here's what we're going to do. I know you're over here in Belhaven, Fondren, Eastover. Crime's gotten a little better. You're back kind of living in your bubble. But here's what the other areas have that you don't. And this is just normal quality of life stuff. You know, how would you like to be able to go to a gas station and not have to worry about getting shot? You know, how about we get these roads paved? How about we're going to move the zoo? And mm-hmm. I don't care if you can or not. Politicians lie.
Yeah.
Just lie. You know, we're going to move the zoo. Yeah. You know, we're just going to do these simple things. We're going to quit giving Jackson nice things until we get the core things fixed. We're going to clean house at the fire department. It's rotten, too. We're going to clean house there. If y'all even knew half the stuff I knew about the fire department, oh, my God. I mean, the racism over at the fire department.
Really?
The way they treat their white firemen, I got tapes of stuff. One day we're going to do an expose on that.
Okay.
We're going to clean house at the fire department. We're going to take the handcuffs off of JPD, and we're going to let people do their jobs. We're going to do everything we can to work with the state to make this happen. It's just real easy. We're going to everything Chakwe does, we're going to do the opposite. The diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense, it stops. We're going to get back to a matriarchy? What is it? Well, patriarchy.
I don't know.
Which one is it where you promote the best person?
Oh, meritocracy.
Meritocracy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the patriarchy is a male-based thing.
Yeah, and then patriarchy is...
Yeah,
anyway. A meritocracy. Tenth grade education got me. America, we're gonna get back to promoting on meritocracy. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna diversify the city offices up a little bit. You know, we're gonna get some different opinions. We're gonna get some different thought process in here. We're actually going to hire people who know what they're doing.
Oh, man, that sounds really nice.
We're going to eliminate some red tape. And these are just simple things.
Yeah, I mean, I keep going back to it. Like, somebody get a bucket truck and fix the traffic signal. And you could do that.
You could run as a mayor who agrees to run as a – who agrees to flip the current form of city government.
Yeah.
To what I think it's strong mayor weak council right now or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
I think there's one that's supposed to – we hire a city manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way, and that stays consistent. So if a mayor's come and go, you at least got a city manager who knows what's going on and can keep the city together.
Sure. Yeah, I remember where I grew up, Miami's got a city manager, and I think that system works pretty well.
Yeah.
They got, you know, take the mayor out of that kind of business. Well, our mayor, we can take him out of all kinds of business. Maybe you could just sit there as like he's head of state, like the Queen of England or something, you know, or the King of England now, but... something like that, where he's just a ceremonial person and just no decisions are made by him.
I mean, look, do cities really need mayors anymore? If you have a city manager,
mm-hmm.
and you have a chamber of commerce and you have a city council, a board of aldermen, I guess somebody's got to drive the ship and make the hires and have an agenda.
Yeah.
So I guess you have to have a mayor of sorts, but really, could you just not do it all by board? You know, interview the best people, vote on it. Best person gets the job, you know, as far as police chief, fire chief.
Kind of like the way county's got a county board of supervisors. And I think, don't they elect the president of the board, I think?
Stuff like that. There's got to be a better form of government than what we're doing.
Well, it's something I tracking on what you're saying, this is kind of a good topic now I'm thinking about it. Jackson seems to me like a city that doesn't need one, that maybe going to more of a board of supervisors, which, well, I know, not looking at the Hinds County Board of Supervisors with all the problems there, but because every time we elect a mayor, it seems to be never based on that the person is any way qualified to hold the position. Like, anyway, Chokwe, I mean, you know, I like Tony Arbor fine, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there just haven't been since Harvey Johnson was qualified. That's in like the last 25 years, like the one person I can think of that's actually qualified. But.
And if that's what qualified is, I mean, he did a terrible job.
Yeah, I'm not saying he did a good job. I'm saying the guy was actually, you know, public administration. He had qualifications for it, but you know, it becomes like a high school popularity contest. I feel like in the city, I mean,
even Frank Melton wasn't qualified to be mayor.
No.
You know what I mean? As fun as that was, and you know, the fact that you know he was, you know, at least his gimmick was tough on crime.
Sure.
You know, it was appealing at the time. Politics in general has gotten so toxic that the second you get in it, if you're a Democrat, half the country thinks you're a pedophile or a criminal. If you're a Republican, the other half of the country thinks you're a racist, all the other ist and phobes.
Nazi and, yeah. or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I think mayors ought to have to be like judges and run without a party.
Yeah, it's nonpartisan mayor or actually, yeah.
Yeah, nonpartisan.
Whatever would be the most efficient way to do it, I'm for. And obviously this, as we've seen, is not it. It's just not working.
And let's just you know, talk about the elephant in the room. This stuff works in other cities. Hmm. It's when you have a heavy Democrat population in cities like I'm just going to say it. When you have a heavy black Democrat population, it goes awry for some reason. In every city around here, it's the same thing with the same demographics. It just, for whatever reason, it becomes ripe for corruption. Because everybody knows each other, or whatever the reason is, it ain't working. I don't know if there's just a general hatred for police that's part of it, and they just feel like we can take from here, take from here, take from here, or if it's this I'm my brother's keeper stuff, or what it is. But it ain't working. And the smart people who can do this, your Corinthians of the world, your Kim Wades of the world, they're frowned upon.
Yeah.
In these cities, you know, they get the Uncle Tom, you know, they get all that stuff thrown at them. And it's like, y'all would rather continue to do things wrong, you know, for whatever moral stance you're taking, social stance you're taking, than let the right people, the smart people, try to fix this thing.
Don't you think that's a problem with our politics in general, that people that get elected are appealing to like a almost a smaller sector of specific bases? Like, so when you talk about black leadership of Jackson, they're trying to play the, you know, old civil rights, like compassion, like to that angle of people that they think they're kind of pandering to. And I mean, I see white politicians do this too with the whole, we bring this up a lot when I say, you know, I love Jesus 27% more than my opponent, or, you know, here's me and picture me and my family. I got a gun, I'm in a truck, you know, and I'm wearing camo. Like, I think everybody, like, politics depends on your base, like, does these things. Like, they try to appeal to these groups, and then, like, then it's not effective, or they're not, you know, they're not administering effectively.
So. Well, yes, true to all that, but clearly one side, when one group does that, crime is low in their areas and their government works. I'll take the I love Jesus 27% crowd 100 times over the we still think it's 1960 civil rights crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're...
The civil rights stuff doesn't govern right.
Yeah, I think that's correct, too. I mean, in terms of, like, yeah, like the guy, like, let's say in Brandon, for instance, can say, I love Jesus 27% more than opponent, but if the water works and the police are functioning and the lights are working, then everybody's like, okay, whatever. But here, it's like... Then, you know, like Chokwe's pandering. Like, he's always saying something's based on race. That's his shtick. You know, actually, I saw a thing with Kenny Stokes yesterday. And, you know, Kenny's transitioned away from that, even though he spent decades doing that. Now he's transitioned away from that because he was saying last night that, you know, we don't need to have compassion for these folks. They're killers. And I was like, this is coming from Kenny Stokes. So he's kind of taken on that mantle, you know, of that tough on crime that of course, he spent decades against. But. Well,
we've got enough sample size to learn that the compassion ain't fixing this.
Yeah, it's not at this point.
Compassion ain't fixing it. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yerkeron. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. When we come back, I'm going to read some of your text. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. This segment brought to you by our friends over at – guys, you know, on the weekends I like to push our food sponsors because people are getting out, they're going to eat and whatnot. How about Acme Pizza and Daiquiris? They open daily 4 p.m. to midnight. They'll have live entertainment on Friday nights, usually a kind of a one-man band acoustic guitar type thing. Then on Saturday nights they have a DJ up in the mix, and I believe – this Saturday, I got it pulled up right here. I believe it is DJ Trix. That is our good buddy, Jace Powell, old school DJ. Yeah, it is. DJ Trix tomorrow night, 9 p.m. No cover charge. Spending the old school 80s, 90s, maybe even a little 2000s hip hop and dance music. No cover charge. They've been packing it out there, man. I've been seeing the pictures. So if you want to get out, do something just a little bit different, enjoy some good pizza, pasta, burgers, and more, get out to Acme Pizza and Daiquiris. They got 12 different specialty pizzas, 9 different frozen daiquiris on tap, and it's all, even the daiquiris, available for delivery and carry out at Acme Pizza and Daiquiris. Fannin Mart on the Reservoir, right there in front of the bowling alley. Also, today is plate lunch day. It's Fish Friday at Burgers Blues Barbecue, all 3 locations, downtown Brandon. Flowood in front of Dogwood, and Madison right there on Main Street. You can always get the hamburger steak. It's available every day. And today's alternating meat is fried fish. Because it's Friday in Mississippi, most blue plates are fried fish on Fridays, Fish Fridays. And, of course, they got their burgers, their wraps, their salads, their B3 bowls, and more. And, don't forget, they got 2 food trucks for all of your special event needs, and they can cater from 5 to 5,000 BurgersBlues.com. And don't forget Flowood and Madison right now open for breakfast. So get over there, check them out. All right, Sean, let's read a couple texts here on the Guns and Gear text line. Unknown texter. This is Clay and Sean. I think I may have seen the missing African guy sitting on a bench in the back part of Laurel Park in Bellhaven early yesterday. He goes, I'm a smaller female and didn't get real close. Should I call the police? I'm definitely not sure if it was him. I don't want to bother the cops, but a long story short, she thinks she saw the missing guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. I would call Capitol Police.
Yeah, that's who patrols Bellhaven anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, call Capitol Police. I'll get their number in a minute, and I'll send it to you on text. Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me why hadn't I covered that as much on my social media. And, guys, I'm just going to be 100% honest with you, right, wrong, indifferent. Adults rarely just disappear because they got kidnapped.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's you know, like actually, like he was like you're talking about theory that he was actually kidnapped.
Well, I mean, that's what they're acting like.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, you know. I'm with you. I agree on that. And just as many, you know, kidnapping's not like that. Is that super common like that? I mean, it can happen. I mean, so I don't want to rule it out. I mean, it's not like it couldn't have happened.
Like, I just don't envision this guy being clubbed upside the head and drug into human trafficking. I just, you know, maybe he's, unfortunately, I don't, this thing's got nothing to do with this guy. Mm-hmm. This is just my thought process as an adult. Maybe this guy wanted to disappear. And that's usually, that usually lends to my first train of thought. Is I'm not going to blow up my news feed or my radio show talking about somebody that may want to not be found.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Clay, there's a million possibilities of what could happen, right? Yeah. I mean, there could be kidnapping, could be what you said. I thought, you know, when I was out there rucking on the trail, I thought, well, maybe he got drunk and just, like, walked over the river, because that's something I might do. You know what I mean? That could totally happen.
Yeah.
Where I'm just got, you know, drank too much and just started walking, which I've been known to do. So, I mean, it could have been something like that. You know, who knows? I mean, yeah, it's hard to speculate.
I mean, look, I'm praying. I hope they find him. But, I mean, I don't know, like, what little – like, it's not my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, so it's like I don't have that connected interest to that neighborhood. I hope they find him. I mean, I hope he's okay. I mean, I wish nothing ill.
Yeah, he seems like a nice family. I hope they do. You know, like I said, I was walking, I saw that flyer, and it was just, yeah, it was, you know, horrible, because you hate when somebody's missing, and because you just, you know, that's the, I think it's the unknown probably what's driving his family crazy. Like, yeah. what did happen to him? But I'm with you on the whole kidnap. I think that's the least likely scenario, mm-hmm. I would think. I mean, you know, could be wrong, could have happened, but I would assume that was the least likely scenario.
I mean, when I say kidnapping, I don't mean your typical, you know, kidnapping, holding for a ransom type thing. It could be as much as like the South Jackson terrorizer, throwing him in a trunk.
Yeah.
You know, I'd start questioning that guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, it could be something like that, too.
You know, someone tells me he didn't keep his crimes exclusively to South Jackson.
No, I mean, you know, that's why it's hard to speculate on what did happen, because, you know, there's so many possible scenarios. But, you know, if this had happened in, let's say, Madison, then I think we'd be talking about a different thing. But Jackson, there's just so many possibilities that could happen.
Well, you know, also Madison, I mean, they may have bike trails, and it may be rated a great place to walk and whatnot, but let's be honest, Jackson is an urban city, mm-hmm. and people walk around in Jackson,
yeah.
They wander around, you just see more people walking to do what they need to do in Jackson, because mm-hmm. you can live, proximity to where you live and businesses are walkable.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that is, you know, the most basic way I can say it. Where Madison, you know, if you get off at downtown Madison, you may have to still drive 15 minutes to your house.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a whole lot of places near the exit to actually live where all the commerce is at.
Yeah, because I think they were living, this man that was missing in the Belhaven Heights, which is kind of close to my house, and you can walk, I mean, I walk over to Finian's, the brewery, all the time, so you could just walk to all those places from there. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, so look, we're praying for him, but I, you know, I haven't dedicated a lot of time to it because, frankly, there's not a whole lot to dedicate to it. We've talked about it. I've shared it. You know, I don't know what else to do.
Jeff Good's been pretty on top of it, too. I think he was organizing, like, a bunch of boats to put on the Pearl River, I read, one of his posts. Or that's good. I mean, you know, it seems like people are really working hard, and, I mean, we hope they find him, I mean, for sure.
And to answer the original question, if you think you see him, by all means,
mm-hmm.
Report. Reagan on the Guns and Gear text line says, Clay, you run for mayor. Clay, you run for mayor. I will be your spokesperson and just tell everybody to go to hell. Couldn't be worse spokesperson than the one Biden has. Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, literally, a true diversity hire. I mean, she was hired because she's gay, black vagina.
Is she gay? I didn't know.
I don't watch the White House politics as you are. You don't.
I did not know.
White House spokesperson.
I never watched the White House press conference. I really don't. I stopped watching him when Trump was president.
Don't watch them. But she's a clip machine. She's terrible.
I honestly, well, because you know there were so many different press secretaries with Trump, and I just kind of got out of. I just didn't watch it. The whole White House press conference used to be kind of a serious ordeal at one point, like 20 years ago, and I'd watch it. But now I just feel like, that's such an interchangeable position, and you don't get real information from there anymore. And I don't know. I don't ever watch it.
You know, as much fun as I make fun of Democrats for being anger addicts, I rage watch the Karine Jean-Pierre. I'm a bit of an anger addict myself.
Oh, no.
Jerry has a question for you on the Guns and Gear text line, Sean. Says, ask Sean where liberal policy is successful long term. Is it California, New York? For a hot minute, maybe, until you run out of other folks' money. Federally, we're in the same boat. And let's take that in a non-condescending way. Like, is there somewhere you can look at and say, man, these policies have really worked?
I mean, in terms of like state government or city government or federal government, I mean, are we calling the federal government's policy conservative necessarily, or has it just always been liberal? I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of weight for that question.
Let's keep, since we were talking about local and city, let's keep it on the state or city level.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the functionality of every city in the United States or what their fiscal status is, but if you're going to, like, let's just say California, California has a lot of problems that we're all well aware of. It's also the fifth largest economy in the world. Like, and that's another positive thing when you look at California, but there are tons of issues there that you can't deny, you know.
I mean, look at what they allowed to happen. I mean, it was almost – they Epsteined themselves in San Francisco. It wasn't like a slow thing. It was the bleeding heart liberal decided – y'all care more about homeless people than I do. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, no, well, you know,
and not homeless people who have mental illness and have ended up that there's different levels to this homeless thing, right? Like, I think what our friends over at Shower Power do is phenomenal, and thank God that there's people like them to do what they do in downtown Jackson here. God bless them. It is their calling, and they have grabbed the bull by the horns, and they have owned it, and it's become a magical thing down there. I think everybody should go volunteer at least one Friday. As a matter of fact, today is Shower Power Day. You know, right down there behind the old Fowler Buick off State Street. I think everybody should go down there and experience that one day. It's very humbling. But there's different levels to this homeless stuff. There's those kind of homeless people who have mental illness and no family and whatnot. We understand that's real. And then there's homeless people who are just crack addicts and meth heads and junkies and fentanyl heroin addicts. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't care about them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, when you bring up San Francisco, I think we're all...
And that's what they allowed to take over Frisco.
Sure, I mean, yeah, and they have. I mean, I don't think there's any denying that. And they also have I was reading about the district attorney's race there last year because there was assistant district attorneys that were so mad at the DA because he wasn't prosecuting anything. So there have obviously been liberal policies in San Francisco that have not worked, for sure. I think we've all seen that. It's happened in San Francisco, and it's not as widely publicized, but in Washington, D.C., same thing. California as a whole, though, still is the world's fifth largest economy. So there's something said for that as well.
It's also the size of five states.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so in fairness, it eats up the whole West Coast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What's the population of California? I don't know off the top of my head.
What, 30 million people? 40
something
million?
Something like that.
It's the fifth largest economy, but it's bigger than most. You know, it eats up the whole Pacific Ocean. It's got, you know, busts up on California.
Right.
So we can play that. It's the fifth largest economy in the world thing, but there's a lot of reasons why it's the fifth largest economy in the world.
And so what you're expecting, like, it's specifically because of geographic reasons, but I think have a lot to do with it. I mean,
geographic weather, the fact that there was the great migration out there, you know,
yeah,
it's just a high population, but that's changing. Things are migrating back to the, you know, back to the middle.
Yeah.
The South.
Well, I think the reason a lot of that is, I mean, not to Mississippi though. So that's another question to ask ourselves. Like, why aren't people moving here? Because we've got conservative. I'm not saying Mississippi's not doing great. I think it is. But there's reasons why people are not moving here. And California gets more residents than we do, obviously. It's a bigger state. But I would ask that question, too. Why do you think that people don't come to here? And everything
taxes.
Is...
Taxes. Taxes and...
Why they don't come here?
Yeah, yeah. It's taxes.
I mean, we gained like 600 new residents last year. I think that's right, isn't it? 600?
We decided to keep our income, our state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
But they say what you want, say what you will about Tate. A lot of new businesses coming, a lot of big businesses coming to Jackson. And I'm going to tell you another reason why Mississippi hadn't grown, Sean. Yeah. It's because of Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100%. How do we expect people to come from, you know, everybody ain't coming from Timbuktu. People move here, you know, like, okay, man, I'm going to move to Jackson. It's a downtown area. It's an urban area. There's going to be bars, nightclubs, public transportation. There's going to be all this museums. There's going to be all this fun stuff to do. Oh, yeah, they're also... Two of the last 3 years been the deadliest city in America. They can't keep their water on. Apparently, nobody picks up the trash. And downtown is a ghost town after 5 o'clock. We have no metropolitan draw.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't.
For anybody to want to move here. Because, do you really move from California to Madison, Mississippi? I know some people do, but generally speaking,
no.
If you're throwing darts at a map and it hits Madison, you're going like, well, why would I move there? You don't understand. It's a nice area, but it's still just a bedroom community.
Sure.
I mean, you've got some restaurants, you got a little bit of this, but Jackson is supposed to be the arts hub, the entertainment hub, the fine dining hub, and it's just not. You know, like there's not that many apartments downtown to live in. Mm-hmm. There's no community down there. There's not even, if you live down there, as you personally know, there's not even a store, a bodega to walk to to get anything. The infrastructure, and when I say infrastructure, I don't mean under the street pipes. I mean the infrastructure of living. Yeah. No grocery store, no gas stations, no bodegas. A bodega is like a little, you know, little store. There's not even a Dollar General in downtown Jackson.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, I think that has got a huge thing, especially for young people. But yeah. I also think for young people nationwide, some of the policies here are not things, conservative policies are not things that attract people either, like the abortion policy. And I think that's an issue. I mean, for real, like that's an issue to attract new residents.
We have the same policies in Tennessee and people are flocking there. Because they have cities that people want to be in, Nashville, which is a very blue city.
Yeah, it's a very
blue
city.
But it's in a red state.
And that's an example of a blue city that's doing well. I didn't even think about that in Nashville.
Yeah.
We'll see. Very liberal in Nashville.
They just elected a mayor with a transgender kid, so we'll see how long it works.
Isn't it one of the fastest growing cities in America, I think, right now?
For now. Yeah. We'll see how long it lasts with a nut job as mayor. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Segment brought to you by our friends over at Southeastern Power Sports. Guys, if you tear that ATV up this weekend, it's a nice, beautiful weekend. It's going to be ripe for mud riding and off-roading. If you tear that thing up, get it over to Southeastern Power Sports Monday morning. Go see Joe McNamee and the team today. They got you taken care of for all of your ATV side-by-side repairs, parts, accessories, tune-ups, the whole nine yards. Want a lift kit? Got it. Wheels and tires, check. Custom stereo, check. Oil change, check. They got it all over there at Southeastern Power Sports. And, hey, they also sell pre-owned ATVs and side-by-sides when available. I'm not going to sit here and say they always got a Raptor or something out there for sale or always got a side-by-side. But no, when they get a chance, they do have them there. So before you go buy a new one or before you go get got on Facebook Marketplace, stop by and see Joe and the team. And let them see what they got for you. Maybe they even know somebody selling one. Maybe there's one that needs some work, somebody can't afford to fix. A lot of moving parts there. Maybe they can help link you up, and then you can get it fixed. Because trust me, you tear one of these things up, you're going to have what they call long money to get one of these side-by-sides fixed. Man, they are not inexpensive at all. But anyway, check them out there. You can find them on Facebook at Southeastern Power Sports, located right out there in Madison on Highway 51 North. If you're heading north, past Yandell Road, past Guns and Gear and all that, and you're going towards Canton, and it's going to be right there on your right. You'll see the four-wheeler out front that they've converted into a sign, Southeastern Power Sports. Sean?
Yeah.
I like this conversation. Mm-hmm. We got about 3 minutes. Okay. So let's make it count.
Cool.
Reasons why people aren't moving to Mississippi and they are moving to other areas. I think you're 100% right from social issues, whether I agree or disagree with those social issues. I do think when you're trying to recruit people from other states and they're young, the abortion thing, it's an issue. But Tennessee, Texas, Florida all have those same laws.
Mm-hmm.
They're growing. So then you got to look at, okay, well, we're willing to make this sacrifice because quality of life,
yeah,
things to do, places to live. They have great, thriving metropolitan areas. It ain't Memphis anymore. It's Nashville. I think we can, it's Knoxville. It's Chattanooga. There's other areas other than Nashville that people love living. Like my girlfriend, her family lives up there, and I think Chattanooga.
Chattanooga's a beautiful place.
And it's beautiful. It's got a very liberally kind of Fondren-like downtown.
It's kind of
steroids,
liberal town. Yeah.
And a lot to do. So if you like urban living, there's a lot of great places to do it there that aren't ripe with violence.
Yeah,
of course, Florida speaks for itself.
Sure.
Texas speaks for itself.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that's a good point. Even though they have the similar social policies, I can see that argument. And, but then I'll also say, if you look at Texas and Tennessee and Florida, they have some well-run liberal cities. Austin is one as liberal as San Francisco. And now you got Nashville, Florida, Orlando's pretty liberal. There's towns in those cities that are liberal cities that are functioning well. Dallas is a Democrat mayor. So does Houston. So I mean, there is that mix in those states that is working.
Well, Houston and Dallas, the real money's on the outskirts of town.
I mean, yeah, there's money there too.
The suburbs. I mean, the inner cities in those towns are shot to hell too.
Right, but I mean, you haven't. I mean, again, I don't know the fiscal shape of any one of those cities. I just kind of generally, they are, you know, seem to be functioning well, better than Jackson's functioning or Memphis is functioning.
Well, they had further to fall.
What they had further to those cities.
Yeah, like they were way up here. Well, so I mean, it's a longer fall from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson was here. Jackson's like jumping off a 5-story building.
Mm-hmm.
They're jumping off a skyscraper.
Okay,
it's just going to take longer to hit bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fiscal. I just know it seems to be that they're functioning pretty well, and you know, within the confines of each one of those states. So.
Well, you know, some places still elect normal people for their city council. Jackson's got a real problem with the people that's elected, and they're Epsteining themselves or Kevorkying themselves slowly. It's like a slow assisted suicide in Jackson.
And I think that could be, you know, we and I talked about this a lot. I think that exactly what you're saying could be the difference. Like, because when you're talking about, like, whether someone's a Democrat or Republican in terms of a city government, it's not like they're talking about national policies. You know what I mean? They're talking about, like, you know, what's the functionality of government. Just Jackson, for some reason, has elected people that are totally incompetent. I mean, just completely, whether they were Republican or Democrat, I don't care. Like, they've just been completely incompetent.
Well, the Lumumbas are a racket.
Yeah.
It just is. They're a crime family, as far as I'm concerned. They just figured out a way to do it with lawfare. You have the mayor. Then you have his sister over here running this poor people's campaign thing, suing the city.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get back control of the water. So my assumption is, allegedly, so they can get back to stealing money.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And I think Chocolate may have gave himself away when he talked about this is the lowest money the city's ever got in water bills.
Sure.
Well, hold on now. The facts clearly state different. Was there money coming in that's unaccounted for?
Yeah.
I just lots of questions, and it makes me very mad that nobody's investigating.
After seeing the way he's running the city, I think everybody should have questions about anything he says or anything he does. 100%.
You know, like when your dad was a city councilman and a mayor, they've got that Dr. Safari Amari, whatever her name is. That's kind of the glue that holds this thing together. And you got him. And you got a sister. You got this whole free the land nonsense. You've got the New Republic of Africa. I mean, this is a history of people who don't have the best interest of a city in mind.
Yeah. I mean,
and the city's given him the keys to it and said, screw it up all you want, son.
And they have. And everybody's got 1 year to fix this. And, you know, if nobody does anything, this is going to be – the 8 years is going to turn into 12 years of this.
So in closing, Jackson is why Mississippi isn't seeing growth. We'll be right back. Into the Clay Edwards Show. Kind of in closing on this whole Mississippi argument, look, with 50% divorce rate – clearly, a lot of people here like to cheat and have sexual affairs with people who they're not married to. So if you're a young person looking to come have a good time, Mississippi may be the place. You know, I mean, don't sell us short. You know, somebody's husband or wife is probably available.
If you're into swinging, you know where to go. Right?
Great show today, man. Stay away from the body shots this weekend.
Oh, I'll do my best.
I will see y'all next week. ClayEdwardsShow.com.